Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, February 11th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself, as I've had 10 careers. I started as a fashion model, then rock and roll singer, corporate consultant, adjunct professor, and today I am a professional speaker, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. Let's set the tone for today's program. What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that. Today's show is brought to you by Budgetpreneur.com. If you find that you have very little money to invest in your business and yet need to get things done, stop putting those things off. Go to Budgetpreneur.com. They provide the resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase revenues. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com and become a member today. Let's get started. By the way, if you are listening online and calling to ask a question, please mute your computer first. The number to call is 646-381-4198 to ask your questions directly of our guest today. And we have a fantastic show for you today. Our topic is publish your own book at your convenience. And our guest today is Robert Monk, a licensed Florida real estate agent and the owner of Apollo Publishers. Let me introduce him to you. Mr. Monk is a retired U.S. Air Force Master Sergeant with 23 years of experience. He holds an associate's degree in information management and administrative management. Robert lived in Paris, France for 14 years while working for a large international computer company, and he is the creator and vice president of Apollo Publisher Incorporated. In today's show, he will show and share with you how you can publish your own book at your convenience, and at an affordable price. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you very much, Ms. Brown. I appreciate your invitation.
My pleasure. I'm glad to have you. My first question is, why did you create Apollo Publishers?
Well, that's a good question. Thank you very much for asking. How can I say? Let me say that In the past, as many of us know, if we wanted to publish a book, that involved obtaining a publisher, considering that the book's already written. Then you have to obtain a publisher, and you need a marketer, you need an agent, an editor, a printer, a distributor. You just needed all of this material. And that's in the recent past. And actually, why I come up with decided that I wanted to learn how to publish a book reasonably inexpensively, and a good result was that my wife had decided to write a book, and so I wanted to help her to get that done.
Can you tell us about that first book that your wife wrote?
Yes, it's a book entitled You Are Not Alone. It's a book. My wife's a doctor, and she, over the years, she's been asked by her patients for many, many times to to write her recommendations about how to live and manage their lives and all, and she's been asked to write that in a form so that their patients could refer back to it. And I suppose that over the years, she just decided that maybe they were serious, and so she decided to write such a book. It's called You're Not Alone. My wife is Mary Nella Monk.
What's it about?
It is about the experiences that she's had over the years with a number of her patients, and the kinds of advice that she has given them to deal with their particular situations. And it's probably advice that's over and above what usually physician will give you, and our patients were always very appreciative, and they just asked her to put this to print for them so they could refer back to it.
What kind of doctor is she?
She is a doctor. Well, she practiced medicine in France. We married and we came to America, and she requalified in America to practice medicine in America, and her actual specialty is physical medicine and rehabilitation, and she does pain management as well.
Ah, so some of the book probably has to do with dealing with pain management.
Actually, a lot of it has to do with the pain and the stress and the ordeals of our life. Everything is not always perfect.
Is that her only book?
No, she has written a second book. After she wrote that book, she decided she would give her reader a more in-depth description and idea of how to make their lives a lot simpler and easier, especially those of us who go through difficult times. And the second book is called Gentle Therapy. And it's a book about just converting daily activities into kind, gentle, and rewarding therapy for the mind, body, and soul.
Oh, wow. That sounds really, really interesting. Did you do the actual printing of the book?
Well, actually, I did not print them. What I did was, well, of course, she wrote the book, and both of the books, she wrote them, and I have the administrative skills, I guess, in the family, and I decided to help her get it printed. And so I began to search for ways to get it published that we could afford and that made sense to me, because I did not want to have 10,000 books in my garage that I would be mailing out or trying to get people and dragging around with me. And I didn't want to go there. And, of course, that was her first book and her second book. And unless you're very, very famous and well-known, people are not jumping over each other trying to get to your book first. You have to have some sort of a history behind you. So, you know, we have marketing to do and all that. So we didn't need a ton of books at one time. So I searched for a way to produce a book and have some help and assistance with maintaining the stock and getting the distribution done.
What method did you use? Do you want to share what method you used to do that?
I would be happy to share that with you, and I think it will be of much benefit to many of your listeners, because so many of us have a book in mind that we think we'd like to write, but we stop before the hurdle of oh my gosh, how do I get this published? How do I get it typed? How do I get it? All these things, you know, all the complications, marketed, everything else. And so my research led me to a company called Create Space. Now, Create Space at createspace.com can help you with your book covers, organizing your book, setting it up, and getting your margins correct and editing and everything about it. They can help you with all of that, but it's a pay-for-service kind of assistance. If you have reasonable administrative skills, you know, what you want to say and how you want to say it, you can probably do all of your editing and formatting yourself. So that was my approach.
Who owns CreateSpace? Do you know? Is that an Amazon thing or what?
It's a big company. I wish they would go. I wish they'd go public and start selling stock, because I think it's going to do extremely well. The company is. They have printers. They have printers, of course. And what you do is. You submit your file. You submit two files. When you want to get a book published, you submit two files. One file is for the cover, and you submit a second file, which is the content of the book. They receive and accept and verify that your files are printable as a book. Of course, you determine the size you want your book to be, what kind of paper you want, if you want pictures, if you have pictures, if they're color, and you come up with a price for a book that is going to cost you to print your book, and you pay about a $25 fee, I think, to set up with them. And then once this is done, once you get your proofs back and you accept your book, from there forward, you order your books print on demand. And if you want to order one book, well, you order one book. If you want to order 100, you order 100, and they will be shipped wherever you want them sent. And you pay per book, or ever how many books you want to order, that's what you pay for. You do not have to have your own personal warehouse, and you don't have to ship them. I think it's wonderful. And it's the file stays with CreateSpace like forever, or at least my lifetime probably. And it's almost like an insurance policy. This book may be selling for years and years from now. That being the case, you'll always have a little income coming in from the books, just residual income.
I really like that. Do you know if they Kindleize the books, make them ready for Kindle or anything like that?
You can do that yourself. You can make your books prepared, or you can prepare them for Kindle yourself. It's just a question of submitting a particular file. It's not complicated. I did that for her first book, You're Not Alone, and I haven't done that yet for Marinello's second book, Gentle Therapy, but I will do it very soon. It's not a very complicated deal. And the nice thing about this CreateSpace and this printing your books and publishing your books yourself, you are so much in control of everything. You have Amazon who will do all of your they list your book, so if anyone wants to locate the author, well, they as in my case, you just run the search. You run a search on Marinella Monk, and you will find right straight away. You will find in Amazon those two books. You can order them right there. You can look at the reviews that have been posted about the book. You can learn quite a bit about the book from Amazon. And you have not only Amazon, you have probably hundreds of other retail sources that may not have the book in stock, but they can order the book for you. It's just very, very, very available. The book is there everywhere.
That's wonderful, wonderful. Now, one of the things that I like about that is that it's print on demand. You can just get what you need, when you need it, and that's it. No,
exactly.
No having to have tons of books sitting around, like you said. No need to have 10,000 books sitting there. You can just have what you want when you need it. I'm
There's
also
another...
curious.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
There's another advantage to that I'd like to throw out there. Supposing that you know, something has changed in your book, the material that you were writing about has changed through the years. There's new information about a subject that you were talking about, and suppose you want to go back and revise your book some way. Well, you know, there's like a $25 fee, and then you can modify the files in your book, and now you have a new edition, or the latest edition. You can change the cover. You can do whatever you want to it, and just republish it. And you don't have to throw away 10,000 copies that you have in your garage. You know, you've just got now they're printing on demand. Absolutely, the latest versions.
That's wonderful. One of the things that I did as I prepared was I looked at some other methods that are out there, and I found this thing that I really find fascinating, which is Blog to Print. It's put out by Google. And for those who are listening, Blog to Print, what it does is that if you already have a blog and you just want to turn your blog into a book, Google gives you this blog, B-L-O-G, and the number 2, Blog to Print, to just suck in your blog posts and convert them into a print book, which I find really fascinating in that you don't have to do a lot of extra work because their Blog to Print product does that for you. Whether you're on Blogger or TypePad, or if you have a WordPress blog, you just tell them which kind it is, and you get to pick the covers for that and go ahead and turn that into a book, which is wonderful. Have you heard of that at all?
I have not heard of that, but it's extraordinary the technology that is available now and with the Internet. It's amazing. But you know, back to Create Space and the way, you know, you need an ISBN number, for example, and those are just provided by by Create Space. You don't have to do research on that. It's just a free service.
That's great.
Yeah.
You used to have to buy those.
Yes, in fact, I did on the first book that we produced. I thought that we'd have to have an ISBN number. I bought one. I think I paid like $45 for it or something on the Internet. But you don't have to. They will provide it to you. The publisher will provide it to you for free. So, you know, the money that you save just buying your ISBN number, that number is less than you're expending with Create Space just to be a client. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful service. And I'm sure I'm sure that you have listeners that would really love to use that service and produce their own books, even if it's a book that you wish to keep just, say, within your family, or a book that which is for a very specific market, very small market, you know, and you may not want to produce millions of copies of it. It has all kinds of values.
I'm totally with you. And I think that part of what's so great about today's show is the fact that there's a lot of people who have a book in them and they think that they're not going to be able to publish this book because it's going to cost so much and it's so complicated and things like that. And from what you're saying and using a Create Space just takes all that pain out of it and makes it really, really easy to get your book in people's hands really fast.
You said that so perfectly, and that is exactly why I'm a great fan of Create Space. And your readers, your listeners may choose to do this. If they want to see a couple of books that have been produced through Create Space to see what the products look like. They may want to go to Amazon, go to Amazon.com, and then search on Marinella Monk. That's MarinellaMonk. That's my wife's first and last name. And you will see the copies of her book there. And you will see what you can do for just pennies. It's, each of those books cost, I'm almost ashamed to say it, I bet they didn't cost $50 a piece altogether to print them.
Wow.
And then when, of course, if you buy copies for yourself, see, let's say that you want to buy copies and do your own marketing, say you want to do book signing or something, and you want to have copies yourself. You can buy a book. Your books cost you $3 or $4 a piece, maybe less. That's all your books cost you. And then if you sell them two or three times that, you've got a chance of actually making a profit on this. And once again, you don't have to go ahead and buy 1,000 copies. You buy what you think you need. You buy 100, you buy 50, you buy 200, you buy 5, you buy what you want.
I really like that, because as a professional speaker, one of the things that reminds me of is the fact that, let's say you're going to go speak at a conference in a few weeks, right? And you know that 30 or 50 or 100 people have signed up for your class, whatever that number is, you can print just that number of books and have them shipped there. So when you arrive, they're there already, and you don't have to drag them through the airport or do a lot of shipping yourself. It's just that's where the books are sent, and you have them in time for your conference.
Now, what could be more convenient than that?
I can't think of a thing, and especially in today's world where we want instant gratification, that satisfies that instant gratification. Plus, what happens if you edit the book? Let's say something new comes out and you want to insert that in the book. Do you have to go through the whole process again with Create Space?
You have your file. You have a digital file that I use word processor. I use Microsoft Word. Okay. You pull your file out, open your file up, and you go in and make the modifications to the file that you wish to make. Then you verify that file to make sure that it appears as a book the way you want it to appear, and then you just resubmit the file. And then from there, you can, if you want, you can obtain a proof. You buy one copy, which is a proof, and then when you're satisfied, you just go ahead and buy your new copy. Your new edition.
That's wonderful, because when I think of like social media, for example, let's say you wrote a social media book about any of these Facebook or Twitter or whatever, they change so much and so often that those kinds of books you'd have to update a lot to keep it up to date, or whatever you printed the first time would be out of date. So for those listeners who are into social media, for example, if you wrote a book about how to use social media, that makes it convenient for you to update the chapters and say, oh, by the way, it looks different now, you access it different now, and here's the new version of the book that matches how that social media product works today.
You're exactly right, and technology goes so fast. By the time you get something published to explain to someone how to do something in the technological world, before the publication gets out, it's obsolete. It's just like when you buy a computer anymore. Before you get home with it, it's obsolete. It's
practically. Yeah. That is so true. So, do you have any advice or recommendations for those who are thinking about writing a book. We have about 5 minutes left, and so what advice, if any, do you have?
My advice to anyone that feels like they have a book inside them, whether it's photography, whether it's poetry, whether it's a cookbook, whether it's a novel, if you feel like it's inside you, most of us type or do a little word processing. And if we don't, we can get a recording device and just dictate our book and get it to someone who will type it for us. And just give it a shot. If someone gets it into a word processing format, formats it to the size of the book that you'd want to publish, and look at it. See what you think about it. Get somebody else to look at it. See what they think about it. And don't be discouraged. It's very, very doable. I've helped several people to realize their dreams. I helped a gentleman do a book of poetry that Mr. Francois Bernard. He has written over 2,000 poems, and I've known him for 10 years, and I've told him, you know, your poetry is so good that when you have that much skill inside you, it's really not completely yours. It's everybody's, and you have to share it. And I've been after him for 10 years to publish it some way, and recently I helped him publish his first book. And I promise you, he's going to do a dozen more. He's just thrilled to death. It's just given him new inspiration, new life, and that can be the case for any and all of your listeners. So I think if you believe there's a book inside you, get yourself to a computer and do your book.
And just go for it.
Thank you so much,
Robert. I really appreciate this wonderful interview. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'll leave you with this thought for the day by Mr. Pablo Picasso himself. He said, I'm always doing things I can't do. That's how I get to do them. So just go do that book. Remember to always join us on the second Saturday. And in the meantime, visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown to share your comments about today's show. While you're there, become a friend of the show and use the comment box to provide us some feedback on today's show. Thanks again, Robert. I really, really appreciated your sharing all that knowledge with us.
Thank you very much, Yvonne. It was a pleasure to be on your show, and I hope this information has been helpful to someone.
I know it will be.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at yvonne@yvonnefbrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.yvonnefbrown.com, yvonnefbrown.com, to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sideline. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play.